National Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month. Hey everyone, did you know that over 50 million Americans suffer from allergies each year? That's a staggering number. May is National Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month, and today we're diving deep into these common yet often misunderstood conditions. With asthma affecting over 25 million people in the U.S., including 6 million children, it's clear that many of us are touched by these issues, whether personally or through someone we care about. Let's start by looking at some key facts about asthma and allergies. As I mentioned earlier, over 25 million Americans currently live with asthma. That's more than 1 in 12 people. Children, too, are greatly affected. Around 6 million kids have asthma, which can make playtime a bit daunting if they are not managed well. You might have experienced a wheeze or a cough, which could be signs of an asthma attack. Common triggers include pollen, dust mites, mold, pet dander, and air pollution. Imagine your sneezes and itchy eyes kicking up when the flowers bloom or after you spend time with your furry friend. More than 50 million Americans face allergies every single year, making this one of the most prevalent chronic illnesses in the country. That huge number means that allergies can feel like a shared struggle. It might just be the person sitting next to you who's sniffling because of their seasonal allergies. So, what can we do to manage asthma and allergies effectively? First things first, it's essential to recognize your personal triggers. Keeping your home allergen-free can make a world of difference. Regularly cleaning to reduce dust and using air purifiers can help maintain a healthy environment. When spending time outdoors, check pollen counts and try to stay indoors on high pollen days. For those with asthma, it's just as important to be aware of your symptoms, like shortness of breath or increased wheezing, and to have an action plan prepared. This plan can involve carrying inhalers or other medications prescribed by your healthcare provider. And let's not forget the power of staying active in discussions about these conditions. Sharing knowledge can lead to better support and understanding. We are not alone on this journey. Several amazing resources exist to help us manage and understand asthma and allergies. One great option is the Allergy and Asthma Foundation of America, AFA. They offer advocacy support and a treasure trove of educational materials that can empower you to take charge of your health. The CDC also offers outstanding guidance on managing asthma's symptoms and minimizing triggers in daily life. Their website is an excellent place for tips on navigating everything from allergens at home to understanding medications. And if you're looking for personalized tools, check out Asthma. It's user-friendly and has resources designed specifically to help patients manage their asthma. In summary, May is our chance to spotlight the importance of National Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month. Let's spread the word, share our knowledge, and make environments healthier for everyone. I encourage you to get involved. Share educational materials, advocate for allergen-free spaces, and emphasize the need for easy access to testing and treatment options. Also, don't forget to download our 360 Force for Health Academy app and join as a free member today to empower yourself even further. And to leave you on a light note, here's a joke. Why did the tree get kicked out of the park? Because it kept blowing its leaves everywhere. If you found this information helpful, be sure to hit that subscribe button for more content like this.